Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We did not get to the discussion today about the intentional use of trauma as a political tactic embraced by Elon Musk, Russell Vought, and a lot of them. I will cover it tomorrow. We have the sound. I want to put that together. I want to give it its due. So we will talk about that tomorrow. I apologize to everybody that we didn't get it today. Also tomorrow, and this is important, did you know that Donald Trump is considering deploying National Guard troops into our streets without invoking the Insurrection Act? I'm going to discuss that. 20,000 National Guard troops marching through our streets. This is possible. This is being discussed as we speak, as we convene together here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow as well. But let's return to your phone calls, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Richard from Waukesha, hello, sir.
Hi, young lady. I can say that because I'm old fogey.
I'll take young lady any day of the week, my friend.
Okay, I got a piece of work that is as good as my in-the-park home run way back in the day.
Okay.
I have a film. I grew up in high school in the 60s, and it's about a group that was the largest anti-war film group organized in the country. And it was called The Weather Underground. Now, this film is superb. It happens when Nixon is in impeachment or in negotiating his resignation.
Resignation. What's the name of the movie about the underground?
It's called The Weather Underground.
It is.
Now,
okay. Sorry, Richard, we got to get to a couple more calls. We could talk about The Weather Underground on the show for an entire show. I think the movements in the 60s for civil rights, the anti-war protests, for equal rights and equal pay for women are an exemplar, are a point in history that we can look to as an example of how to invigorate grassroots movements now in response to this attack on the middle class, this attack on the working poor, and this full-hearted embrace of a regime that benefits only the very wealthiest among us and makes it impossible for you and your kids to do better. You want to be one of the wealthiest? Yeah, well, what the big brutal bill that they're debating is going to lock you out of that possibility. That's how they're rigging the system. They are rigging the economy to screw you and your family. It is happening today on Capitol Hill. It is signed and authored by the MAGA regime, by the corrupt commander-in-chief. That is what is up. That is what is at stake. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you're up next, sir.
Too many on the right in our government and on the MAGA side, you know, there this line kind of paraphrased from the Declaration of Independence, deaf to the voice of justice and to paraphrase the phrase, to a shared humanity. And what does this big, beautiful bill, ugly bill, do to actually further the establishment of justices in this country or promote the general welfare, which is a primary reason of our government to exist, to promote the general welfare, not the specific welfare of the people at the top.
Yeah. Mark, thanks so much. Appreciate you. Cam from Appleton, got to make it quick. Hi, friend.
Hey, I mentioned this on Dom's show before, and I think I'm getting closer to a solution here, but this whole timeline is screwed right now, and I pinpointed when it started to get screwed, and it's back when one Kim and Kanye West sex tape was made, and if we can go back and destroy that from ever being released to the public, I think we'd be good.
What was that movie, like the with the butterfly thing, the one flap of the butterfly wings and history is differently? I actually, Cam, I kind of see where your head's going with this, like the degradation of our attention span and everything getting sucked up by the Kim Kardashian sex tape, dot 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 And here we are. I hope it is not that simple because, wow, we got a lot of garbage flying around the information sewer these days. To finish this out this afternoon, I'm going to give credit to Charlie Sykes, his Substack. He actually quoted conservative Charles Krauthammer in his Substack today. And I think sometimes for those of you who may be listening that are conservatives or, you know, sort of maybe dabble in that, maybe a little bit more right-leaning, I want to quote some of the words that Charlie elevated from Mr. Krauthammer that I think are incredibly important and salient today. And it's about, why do we care? Why do we argue about these things? And it spoke to me. I have always cared about politics, and I always will. And here's what Charles Krauthammer had to say about why we all should care. In the end, all the beautiful, elegant, good things in life, the things that I care about, the things that matter, depend on getting the politics right. Because in those societies where they get it wrong, everything is destroyed. Everything is leveled. He echoes John Adams when he wrote, "I must study politics and war so that our sons and daughters may have the liberty to study mathematics, art, and philosophy." And this, to end our time together today, politics is the moat, the walls beyond which lie the barbarians, should we fail to keep them at bay, and everything burns. That's going to do it for me today. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together.